message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Oh, beloved. The Hour One Nugget, the daily devotional, Worship Radio 247 are becoming so powerful. And I think you know that. After yesterday's Hour One Nugget, Part 60, Peace of the Father, we looked at 2 Timothy, the second chapter in verse 22. And I've had messages. Andrew sent me a message and said to me he was in floods of tears as he felt the oil coming from heaven into his hands, and then he said, onto his feet. Allison, she says she was in tears too because of the power of the Word of God, because of what God is doing in your lives. This is nothing, nothing to do with me. This is all to do with Him and His Word and the power of His Word. And I am humbled so much that He would use someone like me. But He has chosen to use me, and I welcome that with open arms. We're going to continue in this particular scripture. We're now going to verse 23, 2 Timothy, the second chapter. And Paul is saying this to Timothy and reiterating a little what he said in verse 22. He says, again, I say, when you hear that, again, I say, Timothy isn't ignorant. He's not uneducated. Why would Paul want to reiterate it? Because it's important. He wants to underline it effectively. So he says, again, I say, don't get involved in foolish, ignorant arguments that only start fights. A servant of God must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone, be able to teach, and be patient with difficult people. Oh, my word. I tell you this, that is a word for me as well today. As the Lord teaches me not to be involved in arguments. He says again, I say it again, don't get involved in foolish, ignorant arguments. He doesn't just say arguments. Another version says, don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments. In other words, two adjectives there to describe the futility of argument. What is the point of arguing? I will reiterate this until I'm blue in the face. It takes two. Always takes two to argue. And then more can join in. But initially, it takes two. If you're having an argument with someone and they're not listening to you and they're not taking any notice of you, you're arguing on your own. Therefore, it's not an argument. It becomes a rant. So what Paul is saying to Timothy, and in turn to you, don't go for it. When someone wants to start an argument with you, have no truck with it. Say no. In your mind, say no. In your heart, say peace. Be still. As Jesus calmed the waters when the disciples were so scared and they were on Galilee. And he was asleep in the bow of the boat. They were so scared. They didn't know what to do. Such was the ferocity of the storm. They were absolutely terrified, the Bible says. So Jesus stands, and first of all, he rebukes the wind. In other words, he tells the wind off. And then he says, silence, be still. And Galilee became like a mill pond. And I believe this so sincerely, that if you say those words, silence, be still, in your heart, it's dissipated. It's all over. And instead, in your heart resides the peace of the Father. Because the Word of God is saying to you, don't get involved in foolish, ignorant, stupid arguments that only lead to fights. In other words, they lead to violence. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone, be able to teach, and be patient with difficult people. Oh, beloved, what I tend to do, and I'm being honest now, I'm being open and honest with you here. When I come across difficult people, I avoid them. I don't go near them. I choose not to talk to them. For the very reason that Paul is stating here, I don't want to get involved in arguments. And sometimes difficult people draw you into an argument and there's nothing you can do. There is nothing humanly you can do because you have to fight your battle. You have to fight your court. You have to fight your side. You have to keep up with how you feel, especially when someone is attacking you. I believe it's human nature. But Jesus said this. Turn the other cheek. Turn the other cheek. In other words, Jesus is saying, you want to slap me on the left side of my face? Here's my right side. Slap that too. That is humility. That is a humble heart. That is someone who loves in the way that he loves. And we are called to be more and more like him. So therefore, we are called to turn the other cheek. So when it comes to dealing with difficult people, I'm wrong. I humbly raise my hand and say, I'm wrong. I have to be able to teach. And I have to be patient with difficult people. Oh boy. Sometimes that's so hard. Oftentimes, that is so hard. And my hand is still raised. And if you're feeling the way I am right now, and you know that you have an issue, you have a problem with difficult people, I want you to raise your hand as well, as high as you can. Just raise your hand in the air so that you are like me, admitting that we have to sort this. We have to get this right. I can no longer turn my back on difficult people, but I have to turn them onto them face to face and try and teach them and show them love, and love them the way that Jesus loves them. That is what I have to do. Verse 25 says, gently instruct those who oppose the truth. Gently instruct those that oppose the truth. Perhaps God will change these people's hearts and they will learn the truth. Then they will be able to come to their senses and escape from the devil's trap, for they have been held captive by him to do whatever he wants. You know that. That is the truth. When any time anyone rejects the gospel, when they don't take any notice of the Lord Jesus Christ, when they don't want to hear the good news of the gospel, it's because they're caught in a trap. And it is up to us to help them. You know, if you were to walk through the woods and you were to see a bear caught in a trap, what would you do? Stay clear or go near and try and open the bear trap so that this bear can escape? What would you do? That is a question that I am asking you right now. What would you do? What are you prepared to do to take people from traps that they find themselves in? Two things are happening right now. That God would give us the patience to deal with difficult people, and that God would give us the knowledge, the know-how, how to remove people from Satan's trap. Lord God, we lift you high now and we say, Father, teach us to have more patience with those who are so difficult. And Lord, give us the knowledge to be able to move the traps from those who are caught in them, removing the snare of Satan from their lives. We pray this now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And as I did yesterday on the broadcast, I played a piece of worship at the end of the daily devotional, so it's included in the podcast. I'm going to play that song once again, the one I played just before the Hour One Nugget. Oh, praise the name. Anastasis. Hillsong Worship. And if you know the words now, I want you to sing it out at the top of your voice. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore.
Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet. My Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb. The entrance sealed
by heavy stone, Messiah still and all alone. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise His name forevermore. For endless days we will sing Your praise. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord our God. Then on the third, at break of dawn, the Son of Heaven rose again. Oh, trembled dead, where is your sting? The angels roar for Christ the King. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise His name
of love.